More Black churches in the Nashville area are participating in the annual Day of Unity this weekend, in which they agree to address HIV prevention from the pulpit. But WPLN's Blake Farmer reports many pastors sidestep the issue of gay relationships.
A half dozen congregations in Nashville and Clarksville are joining in for Sunday's national event. The NAACP has enlisted black churches to lead HIV prevention efforts, including talking about safe sex, because African Americans represent an outsized share of newly diagnosed cases. Reverend William Francis of Atlanta has emerged as a leader because he himself is HIV positive. And when he talks to fellow ministers or churchgoers, he always feels compelled to say that his came from heterosexual contact.
It was really a challenge for me, saying that I was HIV positive, and then people automatically thinking then I was gay.
But rather than debating homosexuality, Francis says he tries to steer the conversation to the church's social justice mission. He also has to be careful, since HIV prevention can sound to some congregants like condoning promiscuity.
In my particular ministry, there's communion on the front table and there's condoms on the back table, because I am called to save lives and save souls.
Most pastors are not going as far as distributing condoms, but some are encouraging congregants to get regular testing and leading by example, getting HIV tested themselves. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.